just because you choose a niche now doesn't mean you have to do it forever. People's passions change. I mean, I used to be a graphic designer, then a web designer, and now I'm a UI designer. And I transitioned through all these roles in the past 5 years to get to what I'm most passionate about now. You're listening to the UI Narrative Podcast, the bi-weekly podcast that shares how industry-leading designers got started in interface design and how they create successful user-centered experiences. And I'm your host, Tolu Ajayi. Let's get started. Hey, welcome back to the UI Narrative Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about UI design niches. We'll discuss if you need a niche, the types of UI design niches that there are, and the skills that you need to design for each of them. I'll also share the niche that I'm getting into and how I decided it was right for me. First, I want to give a shout out to people that have left me a review for the podcast. The first one is from Mark, who left a review on Apple Podcasts. He said, "Great podcast for beginners. I really like this a lot. It's informative, humorous, and packed with actionable steps. If you want tips on UI UX, this is the podcast to listen to." Thank you so much for that review, Mark. It means a lot to me that the content that I'm putting out is informative, and I really appreciate your support. I also appreciate those of you who sent me DMs and emails. Also, if you ever want to send me a DM or email, I reply to every single person. So you can find me on Instagram at UI Narrative or email me at hello@uinarrative.com. I'd love to talk to you. I mean, I'm open to feedback, so let me know what you think about the show. Also, if you leave me a comment on the platform where you listen, I'll give you a shout out on the podcast personally. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, or on my website, uinarrative.com/podcast. If you want to leave a review on the website, make sure you go to the episode page first, and you'll see a comment section on the bottom of the episode page. Well, I think I've said enough about that. Let's move on. Well, I guess before we get started, we should define what a niche is so we're on the same page. A niche is a specialized segment of the market for a particular kind of product or service. So a niche in UI design would specifically be designing for apps, websites, games, or etc., or focusing on a certain industry for all your designs. First, let's talk about if you need a niche in UI design. Okay, you don't need one, but I highly suggest you choose one, and here's why. Let's say a company wants to create an app, so they put out a job opening for a UI UX designer. You apply, but get overlooked because in your portfolio, you've designed for 3 websites and 1 app. That sounds crazy, right? I mean, you're obviously qualified, but the person that got the job only designs for apps, so every single project in their portfolio was an app design. Doesn't sound so crazy now, right? When you have a niche in UI design, your portfolio will stand out because you're the perfect fit for any company looking to create a mobile app or whatever product. Also, your niche doesn't have to be just the types of platforms, softwares you design for. Do you have a passion for something other than design, like music, sports, games, movies, etc.? You have a higher chance of getting a job you're passionate about if that's all you design for. But how, Tolu? Okay, so let's say, for instance, you're really passionate about music. You could only focus on designing for that, meaning creating concept projects for a music artist like a website and app. When a music company puts out a job offer for a UI designer, they'll put you above any other designer who's designed multiple websites and apps because you specialize in designing UI for the music industry. Make sense? There's multiple types of interfaces you can design for. Let's discuss some of them and the types of skills you need for each one. All right, so mobile apps. I did a whole episode on how to design a successful mobile app. If you're really interested in mobile app design, I suggest you check that one out. Skills you need for a mobile app design are understanding the different types of devices your user will be using. You need to learn more about responsive design for mobile apps, understanding the thumb zone rule, and best patterns for mobile navigations. Smashy Magazine put out a great article about this, and I'll link to that in the show notes. You also need to have a great communication with the developers, and it's important to know if your designs are realistic, because this will save you a lot of time. All right, so there's also web design. I suggest that you learn a little bit of HTML and CSS. It can sound intimidating, but understanding how the columns and rows work, it'll help you be realistic about what's possible in your designs, and you'll automatically stand out if you know how to code. Also, you get paid thousands of dollars more. Cha-ching! But yeah, it'll just help you be able to be really realistic while you're creating these mock-ups, wireframes for the website design. You also need to be familiar with responsive design because it's important for mobile browsers. One of my pet peeves is seeing a mobile website like that says view desktop version. I cannot stand that. It's like, what am I, is something gonna mess up on this app? Like while I'm using it, do I need to go on my computer now? So it's just good to know how your website will scale between devices. Another one is game design. So I'm particularly interested in this one. I'll go into that a little later. But you'll need iconography skills because depending on the game you're designing for, you'll be creating hundreds of icons if there's things like inventories involved. Even if there isn't, you'll need to be able to create basic iconography for the user to navigate through the game. You also possibly need to learn C#, because, well, it depends on if you'll be coding the UI for the game. It also depends on the company, it'll depend on the language that they use for the game. But if you know this too, then you'll get paid thousands of dollars more. And also, it'll just help you design the UI for the game better. You'll also need to play games often. This part's fun because you're doing research while playing. You don't have to be an avid gamer, but you're just looking for patterns in the game industry in general. You also need to know about responsive design for TVs, computers, and mobile apps, so you'll know how your UI will scale properly. Some of the UI that you would make more detailed for, let's say, like a console game, you would not need it to make it as detailed for a mobile game because, I mean, you won't be able to zoom in as much maybe, or the scale is different. You get what I'm saying? Another UI design niche is fictional UI, aka FUI, for movies, TV shows, and digital displays. So you'll need to learn motion graphics because you'll most likely be editing the UI in Premiere Pro, Adobe After Effects, Cinema 4D. So you'll need to be comfortable with these softwares for quick turnarounds. Also, you need to be really comfortable with conceptual design because you'll have to create FUI for content that exists or it doesn't even exist yet. Reason it may not exist yet is because if you're creating it for a TV show or movie, then they may not have the final cuts yet. So they rely on you to understand the direction given and use your imagination to create the FUI appropriate for the scene. Another one is software UI. For this, mainly you just need to understand where the software will be used and how to design for those platforms. So it just depends on the software being built. And these projects are usually like a learn-as-you-go process because usually it's new technology, so there may not be like a specific design pattern entirely for it. So you'll be creating things on the whim, but it's just a lot of communication and back and forth of understanding how this product will function. All right, so there's also just like UI design skills in general that you need to have for each one of these niches. You need to have attention to detail. The slightest mistake in your UI could confuse the user, so double check your work. You need to be agile because things will change no matter how good it is, so be prepared mentally. It's not the final version ever. There'll most likely be continuous user testing for the product, so there will be constant new features and updates for the UI, so don't get attached. I know it's your little baby UI. You made it. You're proud of it, but I mean, it could be torn to pieces in a minute. You also need to be receptive to feedback. Your UI designs can reach new heights through critique, so take a step back and think about the feedback, like deeply think, because it's just so good to get another perspective when you've been in tunnel vision creating this design of yours, and you never know. Like, I mean, you could, like I said, take it to a new height just from a feedback from another person that sees another angle. You could take it. So be receptive to that. You also need to be able to experiment. I mean, yes, there's design standards and patterns that are applicable to all UI design, but you should experiment often with your designs by trying to do it in a way that hasn't been done before. And it can be challenging when you're told this is the way it needs to be done, But I think it's good to challenge that perspective of this is the only way it can be done, and maybe try to put your own spin on, like, what if we tried it this way? But I mean, you know, it could still be within that container of how it's supposed to be done, but with a twist. Get me? Another thing is communication. This is the most important, for real. Like, you need to have good understanding of what the stakeholder wants and what the developers can actually create. This will help you have the confidence that your concepts are realistic for launch, no matter what niche you're doing. And also, you'll need to be able to translate what they want through the design. So ask a lot of questions so that way you truly understand what it is they're looking for, what their goals are, and how you can best help them achieve that through the UI. Next, we'll talk about how to discover your UI UX niche. But I have a quick message to tell you about my free email club. Did you listen to this episode before it launched? My email club members are the only people who get access to this behind the scenes information. They're the first to know when I post a new blog post, launch new products, and I also share clips of the next podcast episode. This weekly email is a way for you to see the behind the scenes of what new things are coming to UI Narrative. I also share my weekly UI UX inspirations, tips, and challenges. So you get to see what my creative process is like each week. So this next episode is about... oh wait, I can't tell you! You have to join the UI Narrative Email Club to hear more. You can join at uinarrative.com/email club. That's uinarrative.com/email club. I have a lot to tell you, so I can't wait to talk to you soon. Now that you know all the different types of UI design, let's talk about how to discover your own niche. So you need to figure out what you're most passionate about in UI design. And that could be a theme like, for example, music or sports, or like a platform that you specifically like designing for, like mobile apps, or you like doing TV apps or something like that. If you don't know, that's okay too. I mean, you got to do some concept projects to figure it out, because how else would you know unless you've got your hands messy with it? So start creating concept work for what you're most interested in. If you don't enjoy doing it, then just stop and try something else. Keep trying different concept projects until you have your aha moment. And if you don't have one, that's okay too. I mean, some people have multiple niches or none, and that's okay. Like I said in the beginning of the episode, you don't have to have one, but I recommend you do so you can stand out. But I mean, there's also other ways to stand out. So if you don't want to have a niche, you can stand out by creating exceptional UI in general. And you'll still be attractive to companies if you create great UI for each project. Some companies prefer a diverse range of projects because they have multiple products. So you'll fit in great with their goals for the company. Another thing, just because you choose a niche now doesn't mean you have to do it forever. People's passions change. I mean, I used to be a graphic designer, then a web designer, and now I'm a UI designer. And I transitioned through all these roles in the past 5 years to get to what I'm most passionate about now. And I didn't know what UI design really was originally, but now that I do, I've discovered my passion for it. And now I'm realizing that I have a niche I'm interested in. So I'm pivoting my focus towards only designing UI for games. I've had experience with designing UI for mobile apps, websites, and digital platforms, but I've come to realize that I'm most passionate about game UI. And it's funny because I never really thought about pursuing a career in games because I'm not an avid gamer at all. I play occasionally, but when I do, I'm always critiquing the UI and UX design in my head and thinking of ways to make it better. It wasn't until one day when my boyfriend was playing NBA 2K, I was making comments on the UI and how I hate it and would change it. And he was like, "Why don't you just create UI for games since you complain about it too much?" Okay, I don't know why I just said a Nigerian accent. He's not even African. Okay, but he's gonna be like, "Who that? You got another boyfriend with a Nigerian accent?" Okay, anyways. After that, my aha moment came, and I was like, "You're right, bae." So I decided to start creating UI concepts, and after doing it, I was like, "Okay, yes, this is really what I do want to do." So now I just signed up for a course on Udemy, and it's called C# Unity Developer 3D. It was only $10, so I was like, why not? Also, I figured I should at least know the basics of how a game is made in order to design functional UI. And I'll keep you all updated on how that course goes. I'm planning to have some UI UX game designers come on the show soon. And if you have any requests for UI UX designers in certain industries, please let me know. I'll get someone to come on the show and talk about it. I would love to be able to help you guys discover your niches if it means bringing on certain UI UX designers for certain industries to talk about how they got into it and how to discover it was right for them. If that helps you, that helps me too. Your niche for UI could be right in front of you, but you're ignoring it because of what's been easily handed to you. I think you should try designing for what you're passionate about. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? You'll still find a UI UX design job, especially since it's in high demand. But will you enjoy what you do there? Well, that's up to you. I mean, I think you will if you're designing for your niche. And you know what? Not all your projects starting out will be your niche, but that's okay because it'll help you confirm that your niche is what you're really passionate about and it's not just a phase. You can also gain valuable skills from designing for things other than your niche and use those skills towards your niche. Take a look at all your projects you've created and see if you can also curate or put a spin on it so you could apply it to your niche. I haven't created UI for any real games yet, but I have created lots of app designs. So if a client wants to create an app game UI, then I could say I've created UI for apps. And I think that's a good positive spin on it. I mean, because it shows you have experience with creating UI for app design. So already that's a plus one up. So I hope this episode inspires you to not just settle for creating any UI UX project that comes your way. Look internally at what it is you're passionate about and see if there's a niche you could do for it in UI UX design. I want to leave you with this quote. Doing what you like is freedom. Liking what you do is happiness. I'll say it again because, I mean, it go deep. Doing what you like is freedom. Liking what you do is happiness. Are you happy with just being a UI UX designer? Or do you want to be a UI UX designer for games or whatever your niche could be? Think about it. I loved our conversation today. I know it's a lot to think about and you got to take that moment to yourself. Take like 10 minutes or however long you need to just really deeply think about if there's a niche for you in UI UX design. If there's not, that's okay. I mean, as long as you're enjoying what you do, I think that's the most important thing. If you love the episode too, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spreaker, or uinarrative.com/podcast. And if you leave it on the website, go to the bottom of the episode page. If you want to talk more about UI UX design one-on-one, feel free to email me at hello@uinarrative.com or DM me at uinarrative on Instagram. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks, my friends. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening to the UI Narrative Podcast. If you like what you hear, make sure to show this podcast some love by commenting and subscribing where you listen. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at UI Narrative or Twitter at UI Narrative CO. I also respond to emails at hello@uinarrative.com. Talk to you later. Bye.